Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. Daily Gambit coming up, coming your way. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Were we talking about something that was funny in the break?
It actually wasn't funny, but
It wasn't funny.
Yes, it was the Ravens fan who was punching Commanders fans.
Was walking around
with a Ravens jersey on after the game the other day,
looking for Commander uniforms.
People wearing Commander jerseys
and punching people,
just like not just punching them once.
And he said
attacking them.
Yeah. And was
absolutely
saying,
attacking them. Somebody was videoing this.
His buddy.
His hype boy.
His hype boy.
Man.
Yeah, hype boy.
What is that called? What?
His hype boy.
Hype guy. Like, hey, oh yeah, you did. Do
you know
it again.
You know
the guy
at a concert that comes on before the act and like gets the crowd going? That's kind of what his
cameraman. Can we charge the hype boy with any crime?
He should get an accessory.
They did dox him as well.
They doxed him?
Yeah.
That's it?
So right when this video came out, people were very upset, obviously. And so they found out who this guy was.
Wait. He was saying, I don't lose every time he was attacking one of these people.
Yeah.
And you know the internet had its fun after he got put in jail.
Yes.
He lost now.
There's a bunch of like memes of him behind bars saying, I don't lose.
Yeah.
But so they doxed him. They got all of his information. They contacted. This is what I love about social media, when justice happens like this.
Oh, when the vigilantes take over?
When they contacted his employer, the employer immediately fired him.
Good.
And then he was arrested and charged with attempted murder. Which is a serious charge.
Good.
Pretty serious charge, and I think he deserves it.
I mean, these are the kind of things that we need to clean up. You know, we spend a lot of time on.
For sure.
All crimes, of course, but this kind of thing is just awful.
Awful.
Awful. Almost as awful as the NWSL expansion soccer team in Boston, which is trying to...
National Women's Soccer League.
Yes, they're trying to advertise their new franchise with a marketing campaign that calls for, quote, too many balls. I think they're speaking of soccer balls, but it apparently...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it apparently missed the mark. They said so today, and they've decided to take that campaign down.
Wait, what was the slogan? Too many balls?
Boston loves its balls, and there are too many balls in this town. It concluded, we are Boss Nation, that's the name of the team, where anything is possible, no balls necessary.
Mm. Oh, wow.
With the exception, the video noted, of a soccer ball. So women's soccer team basically saying that we get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
That's a definite...
I think Scraby had the best question of all during the break. Who green-lighted this thing in the first place?
Who
thought,
like,
this is a good idea. Let's give this a shot.
This is the one right here.
Yeah. This is it.
Of all the ideas that were brought to my attention,
that's the
winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never fails to amaze me how some of these slogans can get out there and people think it's okay.
On kind of a note where we're headed anyway, I can't remember the commissioner's name. Silver.
Oh, yes. We're going to talk about it in the Big Five, but go ahead.
I mean, it's really connected to this right here.
It is.
You know, we're talking about gambling.
Yeah.
He has no regrets with jumping in with the legalized gambling. Now, I will say this. To my knowledge, there hasn't been... Oh, no. They had a couple. They had to suspend one for the rest. A
couple of guys.
Two guys, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about it more in the Big Five, but I just... My first glance... At Adam Silver saying,
Adam.
"Oh yeah, I'm not
his first name. Adam.
I'm not upset to have jumped into bed here with all the gambling circles." Is that, you know, for agreeing to do that, he probably gets a handsome.
I was about to say,
check
money.
So yeah, I thought during the whole COVID, Adam Silver was the beacon of light.
He
was the guy everybody followed. He's lost
him
a lot of, little of my respect at this point.
I mean, it's not just him. I mean, you pretty much have to have lost a little respect for all commissioners at this
mm-hmm.
point, because they all are with him. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
And players like Breonna Stewart in the WNBA and other athletes are paying the price for this.
You know what stands out to me is that out of all of the major sports, you know, the only sport that hasn't had an issue so far, it really is baseball, right? And the only reason why I think that is because for so many years, the absolute fear of God was put in them about gambling. And so now that it has become legal, I think it's still, it's become legal outside of the game at least. I think those kind of guardrails have held up on the baseball side.
Hopefully it'll continue.
But you see in the football side, they're having to kind of build these guardrails.
There's a Calvin Ridley every year, it seems like.
In real time. Yeah. So, all right. With that being said,
let's gamble.
Let's gamble a little bit.
I was just reading, I guess the Ravens guy was already on probation too, so things are really bad for him, which I'm very happy about. So
now hit that lead in that we have.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We're going to start with the Lake Show. They played the Warriors last night. I'm assuming this is preseason basketball, right?
It is. I'm assuming it's preseason basketball right now.
I'm assuming it's preseason basketball right now.
You know it's preseason basketball. Take your little shot at basketball.
I wasn't taking a shot at basketball.
Whatever, dude.
I didn't know why we were betting on preseason basketball. I'm looking at Bronny James. 2 points in the game. Good job.
Why you got to look at Bronny James?
Because
is that a part
I
of the bet?
I just wanted to see.
You just wanted to...
It was an over-under bet of 225 total points in the game. Warriors won 111-97, which was 208. You guys went over. I went under.
Win for you, Scrape.
South Alabama, minus 10.5.
South Alabama.
Over Troy. You guys chose USA. I chose Troy. USA wins 25-9. You guys win the bet. Florida Panthers, minus 1.5 on the puck line. You guys chose the Panthers. I chose the Blue Jackets. I win this one. The Panthers won, but only by one goal. 4-3. Next one. Kraken. Over under 6 in their game against the Preds. Chris went under. Tony and I went over. It went way over. 7-3. 10 goals.
The Kraken beat 6 by themselves.
Yes. Garrett Cole last night. Over under 5.5 strikeouts.
Come on,
all of us
Garrett.
Went over. All of us were wrong. He had 4. And then the final one, over under 7 total runs in the game between the Yankees and the Guardians. You guys went over, I went under. You guys were correct. 6-3 equals 9.
Aaron Judge pushed us
Shout
over.
Shout out to Aaron Judge.
That ball was hit, and it carried, like, forever last night. All right, so right now we've got Tony at 7-5. We have Scraby at 7-5.
Real quick, they just showed one of the best moments of the year right there. Fernando going deep in the... Game 3, it just showed it.
I saw it. I can't, knowing what happened for the next two games, it's really hard it's really hard to be excited.
Don't disagree. You guys are both 7-5. I am a lousy 4-8. So right now you guys are fighting it out for the honors this week. Tonight, Dodgers, Mets, 7.5 runs, over, under.
Dodgers, Mets,
start with me today.
Runs.
And with Walker Buehler pitching against Luis Severino, and a lot of bullpen guys, it sounds like an under for me. Tony? 7.5 runs. Dodgers Mets game 3 tonight.
I'll say under too.
Under. Scraby?
Over.
Over. Shohei Ohtani. Over, under, 1.5 total bases. Obviously, if he gets 2 singles, he would beat that. Or a double or better would beat that.
Yep.
He's been not, you know, completely raking in these playoffs, that's for sure.
He has not been raking at all.
During the Scraby Show last night, I brought up the fact that he has been largely disappointing in the playoffs. He does not have an extra base hit outside of that.
But he is also still 16 for his last 19
with runners
batting with runners in scoring position.
But he's 0-19
with nobody on base.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so
unfortunately, he leads off the game, so he's going to have at least one at bat.
He's got at least one at bat. The Dodgers were asked if they're going to drop him in the order, by the way. And I think
they were talking about it. So
no, they're not going to.
Not tonight, at least.
No. Tony, who do you like here? Or do you like him over or under? 1.5 total bases.
I'm going to say over.
Over. Tony's buying into Shohei tonight.
One double, get it done.
One double will get it done. Scraby.
Haven't had a double yet in this playoff.
Scraby.
I was just saying.
No, you want to dig at Ohtani. You hate great players. Ohtani, LeBron James.
Hates them.
And just hate them. You do. Mahomes.
Yeah, there's another one.
I mean, there's a lot of examples.
No, I've come around on Mahomes.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
All right. What are you doing? Hate under him.
Then? Yeah, I'm going to stick with my gut, which is that he's going to be largely disappointing during the playoffs. Under.
He's got Severino tonight, a right-hander, so I think he goes over tonight.
Hater.
$700 million to not show up in the playoffs.
There you go.
It's not getting that much, actually.
How about Francisco Lindor? 1.5 is the number, and his is a total of runs, hits, and RBIs.
Oh, for sure.
I think Scraby's first, so
yeah,
wait your turn.
Over. Lindor's
over.
Pretty darn good.
Runs, hits, plus RBIs. All right, I'll say
any
under.
Any one of those has to get him over.
No, it's combined.
It's combined. So one run and one hit would be two, and he'd be over.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah.
You're over. I'm going to go under just for fun. And I got to make up some ground. And that's a good way to lose more money. Walker Buehler in this game, 3.5 strikeouts. I remind you that last game against the Padres, he struck out exactly zero.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs 4 tonight to go over. I don't think he makes it. I'll say under again. Tony? Walker Buehler, 3.5 Ks.
Under.
Under as well. Scraby?
I will go under as well.
All three of us have no faith in the Buell man.
He needs to get some tighter pants. I haven't, not rocking the tight ones.
Not rocking
anymore.
The tight ones. All right, WNBA Finals continue tonight.
Game three
in Minneapolis. The Liberty on the road are favored by 3 points. Series is tied at 1, Tony. You like?
Give me the links.
The cover. Lynx plus 3. No, you get 3. You're getting points.
Yeah.
Scraby?
Oh, wait.
Liberty's favored by 3. So if you want the Lynx, you get 3 points.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, give me the Lynx.
He wants that. All right, Liberty. Scraby, what do you want?
Liberty.
Liberty minus 3. I'll take the Lynx, too. I like that Lynx squad. Brianna Stewart of the Liberty or Nafisha Collier of Minnesota. Both are high-scoring players. Who scores more tonight? Scraby?
We've already done this one.
Well, we're going to do it again. It was pretty close last time.
It was. Brianna Stewart had 18 points. Collier had 21 points. I'm going to go with Stewart.
You're going to go with Stewart tonight. I'm going to go with Collier again. Tony, who scores more?
Give me Brianna.
Brianna. All right. On to hockey. The Utah Hockey Club is out here on the West Coast. Scraby moans about this every time they get mentioned.
Yes.
They're playing the Ducks tonight in Anaheim. Utah Hockey Club favored by 1.5 goals.
Oh, the Utah Hockey Club.
Yes, good. Them.
I like this club.
Scraby does not like that name. He loved Washington football team, but he doesn't like this.
What does Scraby like?
Good point.
The Yeti.
He wanted them to be called
the Utah Yeti.
That's what he wants.
They're not called that. They're called the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah, pretty generic to me.
I think they'd raise an eyebrow, too, if they called themselves the Utah Soccer Club. I'll take the Ducks. Come on, Ducks, at home. Tony.
Ducks are pretty bad.
Ducks are 1-1. They've only played 2 games.
They've been
the
bad,
Utah HC is 3-1 to start.
Give me
the season.
The hockey club, baby.
You got them. Scraby?
I'm going to go with the Ducks.
The Quacks. Okay. Quack. And then we got one college
quack.
Football game.
Quack. Quack. Please tell me you've seen that movie.
Mighty Ducks?
He's definitely
yes.
seen that.
Yes.
Have you seen D2, the Mighty Ducks?
I could only handle one of those.
I might be on our list of our new segment.
God, you're going to make me see.
I'm going to make you watch Rookie of the Year. I'm going to make you watch Little Big League.
I've watched those.
Yeah, those got to give us something he hasn't seen.
We'll get into that potential.
It's a potential segment that I haven't agreed to. The idea of it is that both Scraby and I from different generations ask each other or make each other watch a movie that they like.
And then we do a report.
I offer him classics. He offers me Little Choo-Choo That Could or whatever the hell that is. It's just not a fair exchange.
But the Brave
I'm
Little
giving
Toaster.
You some of the greatest movies right. of all time
what
to
if,
watch.
What if I gave
and you're
you,
giving me awful movies to watch.
What
awful.
If I gave you the movie WALL-E? That's a good movie.
I saw that one. I've seen most good movies.
Have you seen Toy Story?
Yes, many times. I don't watch terrible movies, which you like. That's the
I'm trying to think of the worst fun movie I've ever seen. Right. Oh, what about Dude, Where's My Car?
Please. And I'll have you watch an Alfred Hitchcock all-time classic.
Why don't you have me watch something?
That's a fair exchange.
Do you have movies that people don't think are good, but you think are good?
Was it Biodome I'm thinking
of? Oh, Biodome.
That's a good one? Pauly Shore?
Yes.
I used to love that movie.
When they have the party in the dome and everything's all screwed up.
Oh, Biodome.
This is not a good segment.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Another one. Classic.
That's a great one.
All right, that's good enough. We got a college football game. Sam Houston and Western Kentucky tonight, but I don't think it's worth
Thank you.
picking. Nobody knows anything about it. We'll tell you how our picks came out tomorrow.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, a little potpourri of sports. Jaguars maybe getting some upgrades, some Hall of Famers, and that loophole that Mr. Daniel, what's his name, Lanning?
Lanning, yeah.
Yeah, no, he won't be able to do that anymore. We'll explain on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Just so you get an idea why I'm trying to get out of this agreement with Scraby and Tony, they both spent the entire segment there during the break naming back and forth horrible movies that they can make me watch.
Horrible, but great.
No, horrible. Just horrible.
Air Bud, classic.
I'm thinking of, like, you know, Dial In for Murder. I'm thinking of...
See, that does not excite
me. Dial In for Murder.
Come on, man. Alfred Hitchcock at the height of his powers.
I do like Alfred Hitchcock.
Incredible stuff. All right, we'll see if we ever get around to
it's
that
It's going
idea.
To happen, at least for a couple of weeks.
You're going to try to make it happen. Gwynn and Chris back with you at 3:23. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. We got a sports court coming up at the bottom of this hour. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk Aztec men's basketball. They are all heading to Las Vegas for the media day tomorrow. And then we'll talk women's basketball later in the show. Stacey Terry Hudson, one of our favorites, will catch us up on the Aztec women's media day. This is the last year of the Mountain West, right? Or is it one more year next year? I can't get it straight. For the Aztecs. Do they have to play in the Mountain West next year also?
I think this is their last year.
I think this is it, right? Last Mountain West Media Days. This particular hour is brought to you by the roofing professionals at Extreme Roofing of San Diego. Maybe if I hire these guys, they can come hang my Halloween lights next year for me. Mother Nature is unpredictable, and so is the San Diego rain, so don't wait till your roof suffers damage. Call Extreme Roofing of San Diego. Prepare your investment from catastrophe. Schedule your roof inspection now. Here's the number, 619-334-ROOF, or you can check them out online at extremeroofs.com.
Assistant coach Ryan Badritelli is going to join
us. That's going to be our Aztec guy today.
And what's that, the 4 o'clock hour?
4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4:20.
Yes, looking forward to getting me ready for this Aztec basketball campaign.
I will say the Aztecs do not enter the Pac-12 until July 1st, 2026.
Okay, 26.
Yeah.
So
they got 2 years.
So next year they got to play football in the Mountain West again.
Yes.
As a lame duck.
Yes. As of, it says in the article,
January
as of July 1st, 2026.
Oh, July 1st. So they got one more season. Okay, so this is not the last Mountain West days.
No.
All right. Thank you, Scraby. A couple of NFL notes to touch on. Nick Chubb just recently mentioned here on the line that he's returning, going to make his season debut. For the Browns, who could certainly use the help, they're taking on the Bengals this week. Deshaun Watson could certainly use the help as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Devontae Adams, now with the Jets. This is not going to surprise you, Scraby. Says he feels great. He's ready to go after 3 weeks of just not quite being able to make it out into the lineup.
There's something.
He's 100% now.
There's something about that. Crisp.
Isn't that funny?
New York air.
Oh, yeah.
New Jersey air.
Oh, yeah.
It's the water, Tony. It's the water in New Jersey. Yeah.
In your hamstring.
Unbelievable.
It's
He's stunning. He's 100% ready. I'm feeling great, man, yeah. Adams said.
I like Davante Adams, but I do not like when all of a sudden you're miraculously healthy.
Miraculously healthy.
You would have felt better if you'd have missed like the first week and been like, I'm still not quite there yet.
Yeah.
If he was actually injured, then I would be okay with it.
That's what I'm saying. If he
destroyed me in fantasy football because he's been on my bench.
Yes, me too. So I'm in the same boat.
We all three have him then in separate leagues. We're all doing the same thing with Davante Adams. Let's see. By the way, they play the Steelers. The Jets do Sunday Night Football. And that's another complaint.
I think Mike Tomlin was complaining
that Aaron Rodgers keeps getting all these primetime games with a lousy team.
I think that was part of Mike Tomlin's beef this morning was that he has had to prepare for Davante Adams back-to-back weeks because
he
was a Raider
last week.
And he was up in the air playing, and now he is playing this week.
He should be ready for him. Yes. Speaking of the Steelers, Russell Wilson did take more first-team reps in practice today. Mike Tomlin's still non-committal on whether he's going to turn the keys over to...
Let Russ cook!
Russ Wilson. Chris Olave, local kid, went to Mission Hills High School. Had an unbelievable... Was it rookie season, Scrape, for the Saints?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's just been injury-filled since then. He suffered a really bad concussion, or it looked really bad. I guess all of them are not great. He's going to miss their game this week. Saints are taking on Denver in the Thursday night game tomorrow. That's kind of a bit of a delicious game, right? Sean Payton returns to New Orleans.
It's only delicious if New Orleans kicks their behind.
Yeah. I don't know. Rattler didn't look too bad last week for the Saints.
In the first half. I mean, when the game was close, second half, they kind of...
Yeah. Saints defense was a no-show for sure.
Yeah, it was.
In that game, Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. has been out for a little while. He says he feels great.
Was he concussed too?
No, he had something, you know, something in the leg. Right knee. There you go.
Yeah, it was a knee injury.
Right knee. I was looking. I couldn't see it. The Commanders, do you believe in the Commanders? I almost believe in them more after I saw them play the Ravens than I did before that.
I kind of do believe it.
Because the Ravens are pretty good, and they moved the ball on them. They didn't win the game. But
that young man, was it
Jaden Daniels? Man, he's getting it done.
He's good.
He's done well. Cooper
Kupp. Who's the head coach there? Is it former Seahawk?
It's the Cowboys defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
He's doing a good job.
He took the Falcons to the Super Bowl. That was the year they lost. When Brady came all the way back.
I think so.
I think he was the head coach there.
I think so.
He was a defensive coordinator for the Legion of Boom for all those years.
I cannot picture Dan Quinn right now with the Commanders.
He's got the...
Is he wearing the hat backwards?
Still on the
sidelines?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a
full goatee.
Kind of an interesting look.
Yeah.
Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp will take part in some drills during his return to practice. Sean McVay says he's trending in the right direction. Doesn't mean he'll play against the Raiders this weekend. Cooper Kupp, a guy that a lot of people could use back on their fantasy teams. Whatever happened to Christian McCaffrey? I mean, the guy is so far gone that we don't even get updates on him anymore.
I haven't even thought of Christian.
His name doesn't even get mentioned anymore.
He went to Germany, got the diagnosis of the tendonitis in his Achilles, basically.
Both Achilles, apparently. His update is there is no update.
That's what it is to be that springy and fast. I've never even heard of tendonitis in your Achilles.
Both of them.
Like, I've never even heard of that. How athletic
isn't that
he
just
is.
Sound? Is it painful, or can he just not perform?
I could see that being painful.
Every
single time he stops to cut.
Yeah.
I have a question that I don't know the answer to 100%. When you're making all that money like McCaffrey and you're not playing, you're still getting your check, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a hang with him for the
49ers?
For the 49ers.
I know that I get
that's
mad
a lot
at
of
every
money
single
that
athlete.
Even.
I just got mad at Davante Adams.
I don't hear you get quite getting mad at
you haven't heard any
McCaffrey.
Complaints about Christian McCaffrey
heard
at
one
all.
Thing.
Not a word.
Because, why is that?
Because I'm standing
why
up for my guy. But I'm telling you, he needs to come back. He is getting paid the most, I think, in the league at the running back position.
That's the same thing in week 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this long into the season before he came back. They're thinking second half of the season.
Considering we're talking about Achilles, I wouldn't mess around with this. I would let this heal as much as it needs to because one pop.
guy gets in all these commercials and all of a sudden doesn't play a
and
game.
He's a running back. It's not like he's...
Listen, Tony, if you listen carefully, his anger's starting to seep
now I'm thinking about the Lowe's commercial that he's in. He's in like an Uber Eats commercial.
You just had to talk it out a little bit so he can really...
There we go.
Him and Travis Kelce love doing commercials, and at least Travis Kelce's playing
Your boy Kittle's in quite a few nowadays,
but he's playing, pretty well.
You don't mind if
Kelce's
playing.
I don't like that George Kittle has a man bun in all of his commercials.
He's been had a man bun.
I know.
Like, this isn't anything.
I know.
You just want to...
Him and Amon-Ra in the Little Caesars commercial is kind of funny.
That is pretty good. That's
pretty good. Funniest football commercial to me right now is the old man Dan Marino trying to read the
wristband. Yeah, that is pretty good.
That cracks
all
me
of
up.
The old ones. Randy Moss catching the one-handed.
I still got it. So he's like shaking his hand.
Those are fun.
The glasses, though, with Dan Marino looking at the wristband is the best.
That is a good one. All right. We'll take a quick time out here. When we return, we do have a sports court. And I imagine there'll be some Padre questions in there and some other issues that we'll try to solve for you. Stick around. More Gwen and Chris on the proverbial other side.
3:37 on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpiroCuisine.com. Currently, we are getting our props ready for another edition of Sports Court.
I can't believe you dug that out. You've been holding that in your bag for...
Could you turn Chris's mic on?
Have
please?
You been holding that there in your bag for just such a time?
No, actually, after Adam discovered that there were cockroaches in here, he cleaned up the studio and put everything You didn't hear about this?
No.
Morning Show had a visit from a cockroach during their show. And it ended up being a good luck. They called it the rally roach.
No such thing.
Well, the Padres started doing really well after the roach appeared, and
You know why roaches show up?
Because it's dirty.
Ding, 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 ding.
So Adam came in here, cleaned up, and he put everything in a bag, and I just saw it. Mm. So make sure there's no roaches in that. There is Chris in all of his glory, everybody. He fits it. I feel like this could be your hair every day.
It would be better than the hair I have.
We need another one.
I can argue with that.
Because we're going to get one for tea. I got to get one for myself.
We're getting one for tea.
This was a gift from a listener, Nate.
That's true.
Shout out to Nate.
Thank you, Nate. You can wear it if you want, Tony.
No, you got it today.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Without further ado, let's play some sports. Let's get to some sports court.
All right.
After some traffic.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Tony and I were joking in the break that whenever I have to say something on the camera, but I think it's like not risque, I just don't want people to read my lips. So we cover our faces now, even in
this
studio.
This is like what John Boy has done in big leagues.
Yeah,
and now we got to do it here.
And the coaches do it in the NFL where they put their play sheet over. But
first person ever to do it, apparently, according to the Maddox feature on MLB Network, was Maddox. Because he said he was going to throw a certain pitch to somebody who hit it 8 miles. And then from then on, he and the pitching, this was in the 90s, and they decided we got to cover our mouths, whether that was the beginning of it or not.
It's still
Maddox says it was.
But I'm sitting here trying to talk to Tony like this through my hand. All right. Sports Court. I actually found, one of these was sent to me, and the other two, one of them was from Reddit, and both the next two were from Reddit, is what I'm trying to say here. Yeah, I went to Reddit this time. I didn't have any good submissions. So if you have submissions.
You want some juiciness, go to Reddit.
Yes. Oh, yes. You can find anything on Reddit, and that's not a joke. If you want to submit some, just go to my Twitter at Matt Scraby or Instagram and tell me your story. But here's the first one. I was at the Padres game last week, game 4, which we all know how that went. It was a depressing night, but even more depressing was the clearly intoxicated fan who was screaming at the Padres players. Before you ask, I never contacted anyone from Petco because this person wasn't yelling terrible things. No profanities, nothing obscene. Mostly it was him telling the players they make a lot of money and they need to play better. His favorite was yelling at Manny and asking how much money he gets paid for each at bat. It actually was really lame trash talk. But the section was annoyed just like me.
He was a Padre fan?
I guess so.
Wow.
The section was... Does that surprise you, really?
I guess not. Right.
The section was annoyed like me, but without the guy breaking the rules, saying something obscene, no profanities, we couldn't really say anything. So, Chris, was I right for not saying anything to Petco Park about this gentleman?
Was he kind of like screaming it all out so
I guess
that
so.
Everybody could hear it?
I guess so. All game long.
I think that is breaking the rules.
I think so, too. You're invading people's space in one way or another, in this regard, by noise. And you know how I love excess noise.
Yeah, you love it.
So that fan who was screaming at the players better not show up in my courtroom, or I'm going to react harshly.
I can imagine that it would be like this. Hey, Manny, how much you get paid for that strikeout? That's what I imagine it to be.
I imagine it sounded exactly like that, since it was probably you
it
who was
not
yelling.
Me. I would never yell at anyone. Tony? Were they right for not saying anything?
Probably. Because if it was trash talking like you just played, I mean, that happens all the time at a game.
But all game?
But if it was going on and on,
If it was every player, I mean, that's a little excessive. But he probably erred on the side of right by not reporting it, because they'd come down and just be like, sorry, sir, we can't really do anything.
He's not saying anything wrong. He's
cursing.
Tony, you don't sit in the stands any longer.
I would like
to. But I will tell you, when we were at the Yankee game a few weeks ago, and it was only... I only stayed for two innings, but it was enough to annoy me after a two-hour rain delay. The guy sitting behind me was sitting with somebody who'd never been to a baseball game before. And the guy behind me was the expert. But only he wasn't.
Did he actually know what he was talking about?
A little, but not fully.
Let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 80% of the stuff I could have turned around and corrected the guy who was explaining to the guy who didn't know. And after two innings, I'd had enough of that. I had to hear it the whole time.
One of my favorite things to do as a teenager was go to a game and, you know, sit in the stands with my mom, and we're especially in road games where nobody knew who we were just regulars, and listen to some of the baseball talk that happens around. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much people think they know,
but don't actually know. My wife gets the same kick out of going to high school basketball games and just sitting there while people yell at me as a referee.
She finds it
entertaining. I don't know why you guys haven't come to a game yet.
You guys
are going to find it incredibly entertaining. I guarantee you.
Oh, wait, no. I've been to a game. I saw you do it at Scripps. I saw you do a game at Scripps.
All right. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you remember it.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
I imagine when Chris gives the charge.
Nope. You know what the best part about Chris is you don't notice him, which is how you want it to be.
I can see where Chris does the blocking and he's like on one leg, like,
no, you can't.
Around.
Chris, this dude doesn't want to do anything that causes tension.
Boom! Blocking foul! 1-0! 2 shots! All right.
You're wrong about me, as always.
I would lose my mind if he was that referee.
Jacob said, y'all never sat in the 300 and it shows. I've sat in the 300s many a times when I was a drinker, for sure.
300 is the top.
Yeah. I actually think the 300s are a good time. But people yelling in the section at every single player, not my favorite.
I mean, up there, you know, I'm sure the people in the 300s are irritated.
I mean, Manny can't hear you, sir. You have to be, like, sitting on the third base line for him to hear you.
He can't hear you.
All right. Daniel says Chris is a top-tier ref. Look at that, Chris.
All right, Daniel. I wish you were my assigner and I could get good games.
All right, next one is, this one's from Reddit. I have a friend, and this person lives in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I have a friend who refuses to call teams that have changed their names by their new name. For example, since we live in Washington, D.C., he calls the Commanders the Redskins, the Wizards the Bullets, and then he also calls the Arizona Cardinals the Phoenix Cardinals, the Indians instead of the Guardians, the Titans instead of the Oilers.
That seems like a lot of work.
And so on and so forth. I am over it, and it's embarrassing, and every time people correct him, he takes the stance that he knows best. They should have never changed their names and bowed to public pressure. The older I get, the more I hate this.
Yeah,
and the more I don't want to hang out with him. Tony, am I too serious about this? Should I let him be him?
You know, on the surface, it's not a serious matter, but I can imagine if you guys hang out a lot and this pops up and you have to keep, like, going through it.
It's like, you do know the names of the Commanders, right? Nope, it's the Redskins.
I can totally see that being embarrassing and annoying all at the same time. And I think at some point, you're going to have a conversation. Like, hey, I know this sounds stupid, but could you please call the teams by their regular names, please? Like, it, I don't want to have to be a part of another conversation that is taking us down this road.
The post in total did say that they've tried, but they don't try hard enough because it's just a losing battle.
You just pick, you invite him to the house where it's just you and him, and you don't have to worry about hearing people correct him.
Then you push him in the pool and put the tarp over it.
See, you want to kill him. I just said invite him over by yourself.
Chris, is this person too serious about this?
I'm not sending the guy anything like death. But I think you should call out this guy. And really, because he's trying to show you how smart he thinks he is.
Yeah.
And guess what?
He seems stupid now.
He's pretty stupid. Unless he wants to start calling them the Kansas City Athletics.
Oh.
Or unless he wants to start calling them the New York Highlanders instead of the Yankees. Because that's the original name of the Yankees. Does he want to call them the St. Louis Browns or the Baltimore Orioles? A lot of these teams have changed names in the history of the sport. So if you're going to do this, do it right.
Right. Just go all the way.
Go all the way. Get it right. I don't want to hear from you unless you're the Milwaukee Braves.
It's not even the Indians. It's the Spiders.
That's right.
That's right. Cleveland Spiders. Houston Colt 45s.
Let's get it right.
That was their name before the Astros. That's
pretty awesome.
They were named after a gun. That was a good start.
A gun and then later a beer.
Yes.
So malt liquor.
Yes.
Yeah, Colt 45. Yeah, right. Colt 45s. Hey, that's my thing. I mean, if you're going to do it right. And I don't think this guy does it right. So get out of my courtroom.
All right.
Gotta go, sir.
All right.
Have we just thrown out pretty much every case so far?
Tonight's game is between the New York Metropolitans and the Brooklyn Robins.
Boom.
See how stupid that sounds?
Yeah,
tell your pal how stupid he sounds.
All right. I'm going to send this tape to this guy on Reddit. All right. Here's a last one I found on Reddit. Before you guys make fun of me, I am a magician enthusiast. I think magic is so fascinating, and I've been taking magic classes. The other night, I was with friends, and my wife told me I should do some of the magic I was learning. I didn't want to, but she got everyone into it, and then I had to. I started doing the magic show, walked up to a friend to have him help, and in his drunken stupor, he kept ruining the trick and making jokes about how lame I am. Honestly, it was so bad his wife called my wife to apologize the next day. Here's the thing, .. He hasn't said anything to me about it. I don't want to move on, but I don't want to be the one to bring it up either. My wife says I need to bring it up. Chris,
confront the person my wife says, or the wife says.
Yes.
In this case,
the last sentence. My wife says I need to bring it up. Confront, yes.
Got it.
Should I bring this up with him?
If you had any guts. I don't know because.
Here's the thing.
Wait a minute. Is the person a friend or was it just a drunken acquaintance?
No, friend.
It's a friend
who
was had too much to drink.
To the point where the wife called
the wife.
The wife
had to apologize to the wife.
Yeah.
I think the magician, in this case, by the way, I like magic also, so I'm a fan of this person.
I didn't want to bring this into it because I was going
like
to
magic,
say.
I like magic, as you know. Well, we've talked about things that we'd like to do
know,
if we
I
were
know.
Not in this business. And magic came up.
This is why
so I like
spoke
it.
To me.
And I can understand this would be pretty frustrating if you're trying to do your stuff and there's somebody heckling you, basically, right there. The real smart thing to do would be to bring it up. This guy has a drinking issue, I think.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Not
hold
the
on.
Magician,
hold
the other
on.
Guy.
Wait.
Well, if he hasn't even
He's
said
alcoholic.
Anything, if he hasn't said anything, I'm thinking maybe he didn't even remember doing it. In which case,
that is a possibility.
Because it was so,
Certainly
it sounds like it was so obvious that his wife called the other guy's wife. Well, the person who was acting this fool probably should have noticed it as well and said something.
Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
I think you're maybe making a leap that this person's an alcoholic.
Well, that I believe Tony said that. I just said I think maybe we should straighten this guy away a little bit and say, hey, dude, you got to watch the drinking there.
I think you got to confront him, for sure. I mean, at this point, he embarrassed you. You're trying to just, you know, be a good house guest. Our house host in this case.
Yeah.
Party
goer. Do some magic. And your boy is heckling you because he's intoxicated. Yeah, no, he's got to get to business on this.
All right. Do you talk about his drinking problem, though?
I don't know if I bring up his drinking problem. But, hey, man, you might have had a few too many the other day. But unacceptable. Your wife called my wife.
Yeah.
She did?
That's how bad you are.
All right, that's it for Sports Court. Please send me some. If you have any situations like this you want us to go through, please send it to me at Matt Scraby on Instagram or Twitter.
All right.
Nice job, guys. Nice job. Nice Sports Court to get back into this season.
Our boys are returning here shortly. Sir Charles, Sir Shaq.
Oh, best part of the NBA year? Season.
I thought I saw some.
One of the best parts.
Yes, no, I think this is their last season.
No, but I thought Charles has said he's not retiring.
He's
now.
Not retiring. I think,
so he's planning on moving forward somewhere, yeah. I hope. Yeah, Charles, I missed that. That's a good call,
they may
Tony.
Still have, they may still have, like, the show. They just don't have any.
They can't
game.
Do it on TNT because TNT was. Basically,
no, I'm saying the show is still TNT.
Oh, you're right. You,
so
could,
they could,
you
do
could do
the
an
show.
NBA show on TNT. Yeah, you don't have to carry the game.
They just wouldn't be able to carry the games.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me. I would switch over. As a matter of fact, I would only tape the post game. I wouldn't even watch the games.
Coming from the guy who has a wig on right now.
Hey, if you had as little hair as I did, you'd take advantage of these moments.
Are the Eagles playing the Giants this weekend?
Yes. Barkley goes back home. We got Sean Payton going back to his.
If you guys don't remember how that ended,
yeah.
We played that phone call for you guys a little while back.
Yeah. It's a good weekend in the NFL. The Super Bowl rematch is this weekend.
Niners.
Chiefs. And Niners. Surprisingly, the Niners are favored in
they're
this
at home.
Game. Well, I'm thinking.
Tony's telling me they're taking out. It wouldn't surprise me.
But this would be their fourth loss of the year?
Yeah.
Vikings try to stay unbeaten against the kneecap cannibal. That's a good game, too.
That
Detroit,
is a
Minnesota.
Game.
Who
Minnesota.
Would have thought? A lot of good games this weekend.
The North is just the
NFC
juggernaut.
North.
Seriously.
The juggernaut.
The Bears, the Lions, the Vikings.
Oh, my.
The
Bears
Packers.
Are not yet a juggernaut, even though Tony wishes they would be.
I mean, they are 4-2.
I'm just saying. The
As
young
you
man
said, Scraby,
just...
beat somebody.
The young man is just throwing 300-yard games. Let's get to break. Morgan and Chris in 4.